Hello and welcome to yet another amazing episode of your favorite football podcast, Confam Football. It's to me, your host, B to the I to the G to the Y to the A to the K, Big Yak. Well, we have so much to say on this episode regarding football because a whole lot has been happening. Different stories has been going on, actions, controversies, a whole lot has went down this past week. And lest I forget, Eid Mubarak to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. I wish every one of us more of it. It's fine, like, yes, the thirst are over. Now, we start with the chop food as soon as I like now. Well, that aside, this past week has been a great week of football as we've seen so many things happen, from Manchester United continuing their woeful run against Sevilla, or let me say Spanish opposition, because their last six knockout games in European competition, they've been knocked out by Spanish oppositions, which for them as a team it's an appalling record. And also Chelsea, their poor run of form is still continuing. Four games in a row they've lost, scoring only once, which is bad. And it just proves to show that it might be way beyond the manager, because team get what they call a new manager bounce, where a situation where they hire a new manager and boom, all of a sudden they just get into one good form. But the reverse is the case for Chelsea, as it has been the same story, which has made Chelsea fans begin to think, what is going on? What is happening with our team? Also, Arsenal. at some point, they were saying elephant on top of the tree, and the elephant has been sitting on the tree comfortably, but now it's beginning to shake as they've gotten only 3 points from their last three games. So let's dive into it, beginning from the UEFA Champions League that happened this past week. Manchester City saw off Bayern Munich in their quarterfinal game, proceeding into the semi-final for the second season running. They played a 1-1 draw at the Allianz Arena, though they had already won the game. They had already won the tie in the first leg when they defeated Bayern Munich 3-0 at the Etihad. Also, it's an all-Italian semi-final for the first time in over how many years. Inter Milan are facing AC Milan. Wow, it is the Battle of Milan, a battle that would be witnessed in San Siro, both home and away. And Milan has been... Since their new owner came in, AC Milan has been very, very impressive. They won the Scudetto last season, and now they're also fighting for the Champions League spot, because they're currently fifth on the table, which we'll dive into why they are back to the fifth position later on this podcast. They are currently fifth on the table, but their fight for European competition next season is still on, and they are also in the semi-final facing their arch rival Inter Milan in the semi-final. So the semi-final is a battle of good teams. Real Madrid saw off Chelsea in the quarter-final, winning 4-0 on aggregate, both home and away. So they've set up a replay of what is the last season semi-final, because Manchester City also faced Real Madrid last season in the semi-final, when Madrid did one of the greatest comebacks in the Champions League history. So Manchester City versus Real Madrid semi-final, Inter Milan versus AC Milan also in the semi-final of the UEFA Champions League. This is proof that at least one European and one Italian club would make it all the way to the final of the UEFA Champions League, and the game between Manchester City and Real Madrid would be a very, very interesting one to watch. A mouth-watering fixture, not even on paper alone, but yeah, we are sure to expect more entertainment, more fun and enjoyment from the game. Moving on to the Europa League. It was all promising for Manchester United when they defeated Barcelona in the round of 32. And they thought, yeah, they were going all the way to win the Europa League. But they keep getting Spanish opposition. It's pertinent to know that they played Real Sociedad in the group stage. They won they lost at home and they won in Real Sociedad's home. They faced Barcelona, they defeated Barcelona, faced Real Betis, defeated Real Betis, but Sevilla told them, now it's the end of the road for you. You can't keep beating Spanish oppositions, as Sevilla added, compounded to the woes of Manchester United by winning 3-0 at the Estadio Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan in Seville. This is coming after Sevilla fought back to a 2-2 draw at Old Trafford. Also, Roma progressed to the semi-final when they defeated Feyenoord in their second leg by 4-1. Juventus are also through to the UEFA Europa League semi-final with Bayern Leverkusen. So we've got great teams that are into the semis, and it's going to be Sevilla versus Juventus in one of the semi-final fixtures, while Roma faces Bayern Leverkusen. It's a battle of master versus student, because Bayern Leverkusen are managed by the great Xabi Alonso, and Xabi Alonso played under Jose Mourinho at Real Madrid for some few seasons, so he is currently taking Leverkusen to where they don't know, like they say, it don't make them travailler. So it's going to be an interesting encounter in the Europa League. Now moving on, Juventus were in shambles before, because they were accused of corruption by the Italian body, and this led to them deducting 15 points from their season tally. But now it has actually been confirmed that the 15 points have been returned, and Juve have moved from 7th position up to 3rd position, which has now reshuffled the league table and moving Roma down to 4th position in the league and AC Milan down to 5th, which I said we'll dive into it before. So it's more like there's a way the thing is looking like, because obviously if they've charged somebody for corruption and they punish them with a 15 points deduction, why add it back? Jose Mourinho said in his press conference that the points apparently must have been added like 4 months ago, that he has been in Italy for 4 months, for years and not 4 days. So he knew the points would be returned back to Juventus. And that is exactly what has happened. And Juventus are back to the Champions League spot, with Napoli already qualifying for the UEFA Champions League, Lazio in the race for the Champions League. Juventus are now back to the race. AC Milan and Roma are also struggling to make the top four. So it's an interesting battle in this Serie A. Well, but if AC Milan are able to win the Champions League this season, then that guarantees the automatic qualification to the UEFA Champions League next season if they don't make the top four in their league. Or that's the same goes for Inter Milan, who are currently not close or not in the race for the UEFA Champions League at the moment. When we come back, we'll dive into the Chelsea situation. Yes, we're back, and yet it's still confirmed football with your host B to the I to the G to the Y to the A to the K. Big yak, make it for no loss, make it for no cause quarrel. Chelsea, 4 managers in this season. It makes you wonder, how has the mighty fallen? Because even though Chelsea sacks manager the way they want, it has never been this bad for them, as they are currently in the bottom half of the table. They are sitting 11th in table with 3 points ahead of the 12th position. They've had Thomas Tuchel, they've had Graham Potter, Bruno Sauter, and now Frank Lampard. Though Frank Lampard is just a caretaker manager to make sure that they save their season before they appoint a new manager. But the caretaker manager is not helping matters. In his last 17 games, he has won once, drawn twice, and lost the remaining 14. It's an appalling statistics for a manager. Well, Super Frankie Lampard, as the Chelsea fans always call him, he's a legend of the game. And Chelsea fans just hope that this season ends in no time and pretend as if nothing happened. However, their search for a new manager has been going on for so long. they have some top managers on their list with the likes of Julian Nagelsmann, and they have Vincent Kompany, Mauricio Pochettino, Luis Enrique. But news coming from every reliable sources are saying Julian Nagelsmann has now confirmed it that he is not willing to take the position as the Chelsea gaffer. So Julian Nagelsmann is apparently out of the race, but talks with Mauricio Pochettino has been intensifying and it has gone through the midway process. So it's looking likely that Chelsea might bring back the Spanish coach Mauricio Pochettino back to English football. Mauricio Pochettino is not a small manager. During his tenure at Tottenham, they were up to second in the league table. He took Tottenham to their European final in 2016 and 2019, where they lost to Liverpool in that Champions League final. And also at PSG, he won the league one title, but I think he was fired because he couldn't do what the manager, the owners wanted, which was to win the Champions League, which is one of the major issues that Paris Saint-Germain are currently facing. They need to win the UEFA Champions League. But back to Pochettino, he's one of the leading candidates for the job at the moment, but they are still looking at other options, and Vincent Kompany shouldn't be ruled out, because what Kompany has done with Burnley, their style of play, bringing them back to the Premier League in just one season in charge, it is a great statistics, and we've seen what it did with Anderlecht in Belgium. So Vincent Kompany has shown that he has all it takes to be a top level manager, and learning from the great Pep Guardiola. Because I always tell people that if Guardiola was a lecturer or a teacher, there is no way you cannot be intelligent, because he would teach you to the core. He would imbibe you with the culture. He would impart in you whichever way you can understand, which is one of the things that has made him a great manager. Pep Guardiola has a 74% win percentage at Manchester City. 74% win percentage. Man, that is very, very massive. Very, very massive. So now, Vincent Kompany, one of Pep Guardiola's boys, maybe Burnley might not release him, but if Chelsea carry money, can't give him. Ingo jackpot. So the race is currently between Mauricio Pochettino and Vincent Kompany, and we are keeping it locked down. Hopefully, Chelsea get to sign a manager that will bring them back to where they belong. That's it for Chelsea, and I hope their poor run stops, or maybe not. We never can tell. Well, Manchester United are still being bothered by Harry Maguire. The thought of Harry Maguire said they bust my brain. Like, what has Manchester United done to deserve a player like this? Like, one of the most appalling players I've ever seen play in my whole life. This is not me criticizing him, but he obviously doesn't fit to be a professional footballer. Like, he keeps getting them into trouble, Harry Maguire. And Man United fans has been crazy. Like, they've been mad at the guy. Like, why is this guy our captain? Why did we sign him in the first place? Leicester City scammed us of 80 million plus. Well, they are calling for Harry Maguire to be sold at Man United, and the day will be sold, Nami will be the happiest person on it. Like, alhamdulillah. Yeah, crazy as it is, it's a really funny situation, because Maguire has been more of a calamity to the club. But that aside, Manchester United are still hoping for a takeover news. Glazer, come off our club now. The one way you don't do, he don't do. He never tire on. This is a club they bought for over 700 million in 2005, and now they want more money. They are getting a sum of 5.5 billion and they are still being greedy. This is from Sheikh Jassim that is saying, well, we are willing to give you this money. That is not even debt. There is no debt. You have all the money. We will clear your debt. So why are you taking time? And the controversy surrounding this takeover has made so many Man United fans say, are you sure these people really want to leave? Because at a point, we are beginning to think they are pulling a PR stunt in all of this by involving the English media to say, yes, okay, the Glazers wouldn't want to leave. They will bring in investment from other firms, people that will come and invest in other firms, and they won't leave. Maybe that's a PR stunt, or maybe that's a ploy for them to say, bring more money if you really want to buy this club. But I feel personally, getting 5 billion plus for a team like Manchester United or more is supposed to get joy now for this economy. They affect everybody's self now. You just say, all these rich man people self, they know they price something. Economy self, you go think I'm now. Who could give you more than that for club where you don't ruin? The stadium structure is in its worst state, not even making the top 10 stadium. Old Trafford. No motivation, putting players on high wages. Yes, players deserve their wages, but man, you own too much now. So many things going wrong at Old Trafford. A whole lot of players that needs to go, up to 15 players they're supposed to come off for that club. But this whole thing boils down to the fact that if the club can be successfully bought by the Qataris, because that has apparently what Man United fans want. A good example of a takeover that will inspire a club is Newcastle United. Newcastle were on the verge of relegation last season, but since the Saudi Arabia company bought them, they fought and maintained their status quo in the Premier League, and now in this season they are fighting for European spot, not even the Europa League, the Champions League spot. Same goes for AC Milan. When they were almost, in fact, AC Milan collapsed. But when the management left and a new management came in, AC Milan won the Scudetto. And now they are through to the semi-final of the prestigious UEFA Champions League. So what would make Manchester United sound different, if not greed, that is making these people say, we no one come out. But either they like it though, either by hook or by crook, Glazers will come out. If Nameka go, Old Trafford go stage protest. The Glazers go do it, then go come out. Glazers go come out. Well, it happened, say. Yeah, let me not dive into pigeon. Like I said, the elephant on the tree is beginning to become the elephant on the tree. I don't know why, whether you understand. Arsenal are beginning to become shaky. If you're really serious with winning the league, then you should take all matches like a final, not dropping points. 3 matches, 3 points. When your rival, Manchester City, are breaking down your neck. Now, Arsenal are currently top in the league with 5 points, with Manchester City having 2 games in hand, one of which is a game against Arsenal on 26th of April at the Etihad. Whoever wins the game apparently has won the league, yeah? Because if Arsenal win, it becomes 8-point gap at the table. But if Man City win, the gap reduces to 2, and Manchester City still with the game in hand. So it's a topsy-turvy situation for Mikel Arteta and his boys. They either go to Etihad with that winning mentality and try to get something out of there, maybe preferably a win and not a draw, or not even losing at all. So we're hoping that as a neutral, we just want to see something interesting at least. As a Man United fan, make them just, anything that may happen, my team should just make sure they qualify for the UEFA Champions League. Well, that's how we have it on today's episode of the podcast. Listen, share, and enjoy. Well, to my listeners, if you want to hear this one, make una send my salami to 91234-77197. Now, OP are they use? Make una send money for salah. But that's how we have it. You guys should keep safe. Make una no cause quarrel. Make una no fight. Peace out.